Okay, let's go to the movies. I put up a documentary that I cannot recommend to you enough. It's John Lundberg's 2013 documentary called Mirage Men. It's about the U.S. government's use of agents to spread disinformation to cover up advanced black budget technology and operations. It's really excellent. I can't tell you how much disinformation there is in any area that the government doesn't want you to know about, or the private investors who really rule G7 don't want you to know about. The amount of money that's spent on disinformation, ridiculing people who give you good information, on financing and providing wonderful financing to people who spread the disinformation. It just goes on and on and on. And it's unbelievably frustrating. It's one of the reasons I've always stayed away from looking at the UFO topic. And that's why I'm so appreciative of Dr. Farrell and Mark McLandish, who's going to be on the Salieri Report next week, Richard Dolan, who's been on twice. I mean, these people have spent decades sorting the disinformation from the information, and it is very hard to do. But when I tell you that literally hundreds of billions, it's that amount of money, hundreds of billions of dollars has been spent of your tax dollar paying people to basically trick you. And it's frustrating to me. One of my greatest frustrations is how gullible we are as a society. And every time I go through something like the Secret Space Program and have a chance of being with people who I believe are wonderful, intelligent, but have very little background in the area, I see how easily they're tricked and how gullible it is. And I know, you know, I've been tricked before too. So so this is an area of great frustration, and I think it is very helpful to every one of us to understand that some of the most powerful, competent people with billions of dollars of funding are in the business full time, all day long, every day, during the week, of tricking us. And we need to know that and see it and understand how much damage it does and be prepared to navigate a world where that's going on.